Did you know that TP-Link also has its own smart products? Here's the Tapo P300, a power strip offering three individually controllable 230-volt sockets and three USB sockets with QC support, all together with an app and support for Apple Home, Amazon Alexa, and Google Home, all bought for just £140. The first impression is positive. The equipment looks solid. It has the option of hanging horizontally or vertically. Access to the inside is protected by Torx screws. Indeed, there is overcurrent protection on the side. The whole is based on one large PCB. From a distance, you can see the relays and separately the section with the USB and Wi-Fi module. The power supply section is based on the PN8161 and PN8307. The PN8161 is a flyback inverter controller with an integrated keying transistor. It requires a small number of components to operate. Feedback can be taken from the secondary side via an optocoupler. The PN8307 is a synchronous rectifier. It replaces the Schottky diode. It is based on a MOSFET transistor, so there are lower losses on it. However, the above schematic does not take into account the QC standard, because it still allows the powered device to negotiate a higher voltage. Let's look at another diagram. This already illustrates the situation a little better. Here we have a circuit plugged in behind the power supply, which communicates via USB with the device and controls the voltage via an optocoupler. The increased voltage cannot be switched on all the time, as it may damage some devices that do not support it. There are additional circuits on the board with the USB ports, probably just for this. This explains my oft-verified observation. When powering one device via QC and connecting another at the same time, the voltage drops to 5V. This is also the case in power banks. In addition, I see a small inverter in the same section separately. This could be the power supply for the Wi-Fi module. Executive section. Relays for 5V, A1S105iA2F10A. The tracks on the underside are tinned, so they can carry more current. The section with the Wi-Fi module remains. Here we have an RTL8720CN SoC, an external flash memory connected to it via SPI, and a small CMS8S5880 microcontroller. The RTL8720CM is supported by OBK, but this microcontroller complicates things. I decided to rip the flash memory. I use the CH341 and the Neo programmer for this. Memory is EN25QH32, 32 megabits. Backup. An interesting subtitle from Flash. Is this a 6-year-old soft? JTAG, ADKR16? Device settings, JSON, cloud address? It remains to check the performance of the ports. At 5 volts, it is possible to draw more than 3.5 amps. Xiaomi draws less than 2A at 9V. Undoubtedly, the QC works and the product meets the promised performance. In summary, the strip looks promising, although I have not yet attempted to change its software. I will try to present that in a separate topic. At the moment, I'm most happy with the QC and the high current capacity of the USB ports. Cheaper products do not have this. In addition, the interior looks quite solid. There are no thin wires, and no excessive savings are visible. I don't know about the microcontroller, what's next to the Wi-Fi controller. If it's something like the Tuya MCU, where the main Wi-Fi module communicates with an additional MCU, then the redesign will get complicated. Just why would they use it there when the RTL has enough pins to handle relays anyway? Weird. That's about it for now. I'll discuss the Tapo application maybe another time. Have you used the cloud from TP-Link?